Some do it 5 times a day without fail. There's no shortage of ideas about when, where, how, and for how long people should pray or what prayer really is. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. For many, prayer is an obligation to be fulfilled. For others, it's a last-ditch go-to in crisis. But for Jesus, prayer was the rhythm of his life. Scripture records Jesus praying as he was baptized, before he chose his disciples, before and after doing miracles, and when he withdrew to rest. He prayed before teaching his disciples how to pray, when he was transfigured back to heaven, and on many other occasions. The only time we see Jesus' disciples asking him to teach them something is when they say, "Lord, teach us to pray." Jesus' disciples wanted him to teach them the lifestyle they had watched him live, a rhythmic life of prayer that was natural, familiar, and relational. Over 60 times in Scripture, Jesus used the word Father when he prayed. He knew that his Father was always with him. Jesus lived in God's presence so intimately that when God's presence was taken from him as he was dying from crucifixion, Jesus cried, "My God, God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus' death and resurrection paved the way for God's presence to constantly live with you. When you surrender your life to Jesus, God's Spirit comes to live in you. Like Jesus was, you are always in God's presence. As you build a habit of bringing your awareness to His Spirit with you, you too can learn to live by a rhythm of prayer. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. To read, share, or hear this again, or to find more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.